My name is Elliot Wessler. I'm a resident of Whitefield. I recently retired after 28 years working as an economist at the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. Frankly, I am all in favor of importing excess hydro from Quebec into the New England market. My objection to this project is that it will result in a massive imbalance between those that benefit and those that bear the costs. In a nutshell, this project, as proposed, will create a huge monetary windfall for Hydro-Quebec and its ratepayers, while New Hampshire residents bear all the environmental costs. Northern Pass touts the benefits to New Hampshire residents, and some of these benefits, in fact, probably will flow to them, even if Northern Pass greatly exaggerates them. But in sheer size, these meager benefits are positively dwarfed by the potential benefits to HQ and its ratepayers. HQ will be able to sell up to 10,000 gigawatt hours per year of excess hydro. This would represent a windfall for HQ and its ratepayers of as much as $400 million per year, and that's net of HQ costs and net of Northern Pass's transmission charges. This works out to $16 billion in nominal dollars over the 40-year term of the contract. That's what we economists call a whole lot of rents. And I also say God bless capitalism and God bless HQ. Let them capture as much of those rents as they can. But PSNH is a homegrown utility. It needs to do a better job of representing the people it serves. And DOE is our watchdog over this proposal. It's DOE's job to focus not only on the environmental benefits that may flow from this project, but on the costs that New Hampshire residents will bear and how the applicants can best mitigate these costs. When asked about undergrounding the lines, Northern Pass always seems to respond in the same way, that undergrounding is expensive, and then there's dead silence. Well, yes, it is expensive. But with $400 million per year in rents, it's my strong intuition that there's more than one way, more than enough money sloshing around in this deal to cover any and all additional costs of undergrounding the lines. And let's be clear that undergrounding the lines would not eliminate all costs to New Hampshire residents, but it would go a long way to mitigating those costs. Undergrounding the lines would also go a long way to dampening the opposition to this project. Why, then, is Northern Pass so averse to even discussing undergrounding? The answer, I think, is that they have boxed themselves in by cutting a bad deal with HQ in the first place to sell transmission under a cost-based rate when they could have applied for, almost certainly been granted approval by FERC, my former employer, to sell transmission under a market-based rate. Market-based rates would have allowed them to capture at least some of the rents, but this would also have exposed them to demands to use some of those rents in mitigating damages. So they took the easy way out. My view is that this process should be frozen until Northern Pass gets off the dime and gets serious about estimating the benefits and costs of undergrounding the line. To sum up, I encourage DOE to use the occasion of the EIS scoping to determine that there is a massive misallocation of the benefits and costs inherent in the deal between Northern Pass and HQ, and to force Northern Pass to plan for the undergrounding of any HVDC lines it wants to construct in New Hampshire.